All right, good morning, boys. What are your prayer requests? Ryan Owen, Chris Irick. Brother in Mexico. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for another Sunday morning we have. Pray that we would just please you this morning. Pray for Brian and Owen. They're traveling around preaching. Just give them strength. Pray that you would just bless Chris Irick, too. Pray that you would just speak to him, and I pray that he would just be willing to hear you and just humble himself and just obey you. And to the brethren in Mexico, just be with them and give them strength as well. Bless them as they need this morning. Lord, just give us strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Here we have, I believe, Psalm 41 this morning. 42. Masoretic text, Psalm 41. As the deer longs for the springs of water, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for the living God. When shall I come and appear before the face of God? My tears were my bread day and night, when they said to me each day, "Where is your God?" I remembered these things and poured out my soul within me. For I shall enter the place of the wondrous tabernacle, even the house of God, to celebrate a festival with a voice of great joy and praise. Why are you so sad, O my soul, and why do you trouble me? Hope in God, for I will give thanks to him. My God is the salvation of my countenance. My soul within me was troubled. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan and Hermon, from the small mountains. Deep calls to deep at the sound of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows went over me. But the day the Lord shall command his mercy, by day the Lord shall command his mercy, and by night his ode will be with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, you are my protector. Why have you forgotten me? Why do I go about with a sad face when my enemies afflict me? Those who afflict me revile me when they break my bones, when they speak to me each day, saying, "Where is your God?" Why are you so sad, O my soul? And why do you trouble me? Hope in God, for I will give thanks to him. My God is the salvation of my countenance. Okay, so this psalm looks like David is seeing some trouble. Or I guess David wrote this song. Whoever wrote this song. Is having his enemies rise up against him, and his soul is troubled. And it just looks like he's trying to encourage himself. Says, "Why are you so sad, O my soul, and why do you trouble me? Hope in God, for I will give thanks to him." He was maybe feeling pretty bad, pretty distraught about his enemies. I don't know what all they were saying to him or trying to do to him, but he was just encouraging himself. So, hope in the Lord. He wasn't going to just say, "Oh well, too much. I guess I'll just give up." He was going to do what he could. Keep going. Okay. That's all I have there. You just had verses. What did you just have verses about this past week? Okay. All right, why don't we start with Roger there, and just go right around.
Saul disobeyed and offered the sacrifice before Samuel the priest came, and his punishment was that the Lord departed from him. That's in 2 Kingdoms 13.
When Sodom and Gomorrah were burning, God told Lot and his family not to look back and to run away, and Lot's wife ran away and turned into a pillar of salt. Cain then he came and
came and pleased God
and
what?
God told Adam and Eve not to eat from the tree in the middle of the garden, and then Eve took some fruit and gave it to Adam, and he ate of it, and she did too, and then their punishment was that they had to work to get their food, and that is in Genesis 3:6.
The man of God which God had sent to King Jeroboam disobeyed God when God told him that he was not supposed to go home the way he came or eat and drink while he was away and in the place, and a false prophet heard about him and then invited him to come and eat and drink at his house, and he said that God said he couldn't, but then the false prophet told a lie and said that God said that he was to eat there, and then the man of God ate there, and when they were finished eating, the false prophet said that God was going to kill him on the way home, and on the way home a lion came and kill him. That story's in 1 Kings 13, I think 14 through 32 or something.
Moses killed a man and hid him in the sand. So God told him to go into the wilderness. And then when God thought it was time, he had him go lead the children of Israel of Egypt, and so he got right up and did it.
Cain killed his brother Abel. Then God said that Cain had to be a vagabond, and Cain said he's afraid that someone will kill him, and so God put a mark on him so no one would kill him.
Okay, for you younger boys, I want, for this coming week, I want you to look up something that God loves. Look up a verse, something that pleases God. Okay? That's your assignment for next week. You can go back. And you older boys can come up here.
Romans 1:29, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed and evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, they are gossips.
Yeah, sorry. I think the assignment for the big boys here, I think, was for gossip. So.
Mine's Proverbs 26:29. Lying tongue hates truth, and unguarded mouth causes confusion.
Mine's Proverbs 26:20. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases.
Mine was Wisdom of Sirach 19:4-10. He who trusts quickly is unwise in heart, and he who sins will err against his own soul. He who rejoices in evil shall be condemned, and he who hates talkativeness will sin less. Never repeat a word, and you will lose nothing at all. With friend or enemy, do not report it, and unless it is a sin for you, do not reveal it. For someone heard you and watched you, and in time will hate you. Have you heard a word? Let it die with you. Take courage. It will not burst you.
First Timothy 5:13. At the same time, they also learn to be idle as they go around from house to house, and not merely idle, but also gossip and busybodies, taking about things that not proper to mention.
I had the same thing Maury had, so I'll just go ahead and read from 11-17. But a fool will suffer birth pangs because of such a word, like a woman in labor with a child, like an arrow stuck in the flesh of a thigh, so is a word inside a fool. Question it, friend, perhaps he did not do it, and if he did do something, perhaps he will not repeat it. Question a neighbor, perhaps he did not say it, and if he did say it, may he not say it twice. Question a friend, for often it is slander, so do not believe every word. A person slips, but it was not his intention, for who has not sinned with his tongue? Question your neighbor before you threaten him, and give place to the law of the Most High.
Psalms 105. He who secretly slanders his neighbor, this one I chased away. The one with an arrogant eye and a satiable heart, with this one I did not eat.
Proverbs 26:20 in the Masoretic. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases.
I had the same deal, so I guess.
I had Wisdom of Sirach 28:12. It says, if you blow on a spark, it will kindle a fire, but if you spit on it, it will be quenched, yet both come out of your mouth. I guess I need to practice more spitting. Anyway, for the young men, next Sunday, I'd like you to come up with the verses, or you don't even have to have a verse necessarily, but just say something about how the young people in the church ought to treat the older people and the leaders. Either a verse or just say something.